Yeah. And as always, thank you for doing so. It is Free Range Radio time. It's Free Range Radio. He's here every weeknight on UMFM at this time. But Thursday nights, we like to consider ourselves the unofficial kickoff to the weekend. We'll party like it's 1999 or something. It's Steel Belted Radio. We like to play the good stuff here, the stuff you don't hear on your normal radio. And generally, whenever I get behind this mic, there's nothing normal about it. My name, by the way, is Jeff. Here till 8 o'clock. Thanks for stopping in. You can always check us out online, steelbeltedradio.com. Hang on, Justin. It's not your turn. That Earl kid, he's so impatient. I don't know where he gets it from. Anyway, we're going to play a bunch of music and have some fun. I really don't know what to play. I kind of have some ideas, but I love your ideas too. 204-269-8636, 269-UMFM. Jeff@telltheband2gohome.com is probably the best way to reach me. You can find us on the Facebook, on the Twitter. I'm at Jeff Robson. Whatever it takes, you know, get in touch. Here's something I picked up on Record Store Day. I've had the cassette of this album since it came out, basically. I was a huge fan of this album and this band when these records first came out years and years ago. This one came out in 1990, really? I had the cassette version, and I wore it out. And basically, ever since then, I've been looking for the CD version, and I found it on Record Store Day. Interestingly enough, the same day that a box set came out with a vinyl version of this. I already had the vinyl version, so I had the cassette, I had the vinyl. Now I have another vinyl version and the CD. I think we can call the collection complete for now. Hopefully yours will be a bit better than this, but just in case, you know, things aren't quite right, maybe you're going to have an average weekend too. Shadowy Men on a Shadowy Planet.
scream, little boys burn the house.
Chris Grun from the cops could help your meal digest. I suggest not a dinner yet. Yeah, cause if they track you down, they'll serve you up like a criminal du jour. They'll toss you like a salad. If you take your place and stop your bitching, the head chef in the death row.
Oh, the lowest of the low there from their second album, Hallucigenia. That's Eating the Rich. And there's a rumor going around that the lowest of the low might come back to town again for the first time in a very long time. And that that would be very intriguing indeed. So, you know, stay tuned. You know, we'll tell you about it. It's classic stuff there. I remember seeing the Lowest of the Low just before that album came out. They played at the Alternative Cabaret on Osborne there. And they had a contest. They couldn't think of a name for the record. And they had a little contest where you could submit your own name for the record. And I'm sure I must have submitted a whole bunch because I was a super fan already at that point. But I can't remember any of them. And I know that I didn't win. But I did get a cool t-shirt. I just thought I'd share that with you. Before that, we heard Weeping Tile featuring Sarah Harmer and Luther Wright. Classic band there. We heard the title track to their record, Cold Snap, and the Inbreds in there as well. We heard North Window off the great album, It's Sydney or the Bush. God, I love the Inbreds. Why aren't they back together? I mean, they do every once in a while, just for kicks, usually for charity, actually. Would be nice to see them. Shadowy Men on a Shadowy Planet. They lost their founding bass player, Reed Diamond, a few years ago, but have played together a number of times since with Dallas Good of the Sadies on bass. And I know there's a bunch of shows coming up. They're playing Vancouver coming up and Calgary and places like that. Man, I'd love to see the Shadowy Men again. Saw them, the Shadowy Men, at the Hillside Festival in Guelph few years ago. Just an amazing thing. And then the Sadies and Shadowy Men collaborated together to play an entire Alice Cooper record, which was just as weird and amazing as you might think. We heard Having an Average Weekend. You might know that as the theme song to the Kids in the Hall from their Savvy Showstoppers record, which I now have four copies of because it's that good. It is. It really is. It's a wonderful, wonderful record. Feeling a little nostalgic today for two reasons. First of all, Tom McGoran was just here at UMFM, and I'm still feeling a little bit nervous. I never feel nervous when I do this show. It's just like it's just a part of me. I just come in here and I play music, but just hearing Tom and knowing that he was in this room makes me nervous. I listen to Tom so much throughout the course of my life. And one of the big reasons why I'm sitting in this chair right now. And man, that was a surprise and a half seeing him down here. So, and it's funny, just hearing his voice on the radio made me have all these memories and all these feelings of being a kid again. And, you know, all these times when I used to listen to Tom and Larry or Tom and Joe. And man, oh man, just hearing a voice takes you right back. The other reason I'm feeling nostalgic, one of my favorite bands of all time is getting back together for a big show tomorrow, and it's breaking my heart that I'm not going to be there. You know, originally I thought, well, it's going to be okay. I just saw them in the fall, but it was different. It was so different, and I know that this time tomorrow is going to be epic. And I still, you know, I checked the flights again today, just checking if, you know, maybe there was something there that might work. But it's going to cost like $1,000 to fly there and back at this point. And no, each way, it's like $800. No, it was $1,000 altogether. And I almost, you know, if I had $1,000, I would have considered it. But I guess I'm not. So we'll just stay here and listen to some great music by a great band. Friends, there was a little clip of them rehearsing this song the other day on the old internet, and I got the goose flesh just hearing a little bit of this. Thought I'd play it for you. Here's a classic from the Rio Statics playing tomorrow at Massey Hall, and I'm not going. What's up with that?
somewhere in the south of Ontario. There's a crackle in the air as they're putting up the very last telephone pole. Now I'm standing here where my grandfather stood, and he chopped wood when I was a young boy. I used to take trips with the bike for good and my best friend Chris from the big town into the countryside. We used to take trips. We used to take trips. And now I'm standing here where I used to stand, hand in hand, in a land that was so big. It. Can you believe it in it? Do you believe in it? There's a mouth on a phone somewhere across the ocean. And I know it's you, Christopher Columbus. Ocean blue. With your tie-dye sails. Ocean blue.
The vendor who likes to sing as loud as he can.
sky is sky blue. All the blue is one
So good. There's the Rheostatics with a cover of Jane Sibbery's One More Color. Of course, Jane Sibbery's coming to town. She's playing the Trout Forest Music Festival the 12th to 14th of August. That is going to be... I don't know how Jane's going to do out there. I got to be honest with you. I mean, I know that the Nathans know what they're doing, but I just don't see Jane fitting in real well at the Trout Forest Music Festival. But, you know, maybe I could be wrong. Maybe she's lightened up a bit. It'll be very interesting to see. And then she's playing in town at the Stew Dome. And is it okay that I'm jealous of Stu Reed for hosting that show just because she used to play at the Rheostatics? She hired the Rheostatics to be her backing band at one point. And I think they played together once on the Rita McNeil show, and it was a total disaster, like a disaster of epic proportions. There's a great write-up about it in the great book Have Not Been the Same. I bet Nick from Jaded and Elated would know what I'm talking about. You ever listen to Jaded and Elated? Sundays at 7 on UMFM. 90s can rock. I feel like we should be friends, but we probably won't. There from Introducing Happiness, One More Color. Maybe Jane will do that in the style of the Rheostatics and do a cover of her own song. You think? I don't know. We heard Christopher in there from the great album Melville, and from one of the greatest Canadian albums of all time, Whale Music. We heard Dope Fiends and Booze Hounds. And those very same Dope Fiends and Booze Hounds will be playing tomorrow night at Massey Hall in Toronto. And I'm only a little bit completely depressed that I won't be there. But I'm going to try to make myself feel better with some music. I don't know what that music's going to be. If you have any suggestions, now would be a great time. 204-269-8636-269-UMFM. Jeff at tellthebandtogohome.com. Or stick around and find out what I come up with.